Arnie Finson, hello.
Hi.
Tell us about the recent air samples. When and where were they taken?
We were cooperating with a German NGO, NAPU, N-A-P-U. They had with them a German expert who did the measurements. The figures were quite high, much higher than should be, and these are air particulates, and these are black carbon, and they are not healthy for people to breathe. And therefore, I think people in Reykjavik were pretty shocked to know that their town, which on the whole is pretty clean, received this kind of pollution several times a week when these big, sometimes huge cruises visit Reykjavik Harbor.
And how do we know that it's the cruise ships and not industry or something else?
Well, it was measured on place when the cruises entered the harbor and when they left the harbor. So it was clear when when the pollution increased dramatically and when it was not detectable.
And has the number of cruise ships coming to Iceland, has it increased in recent years?
Yes. Tourism in Iceland has increased dramatically in the last 6-7 years.
And the cruise ship industry is part of that, I understand.
Yes, although it's a different because, you know, they get all the service on board and they just go for a few hours trip into Iceland. But, you know, these tourists are not visiting Iceland very much. They're just sailing around the island and oftentimes they sail close to the coast, and therefore this pollution can affect people and nature all over Iceland. This kind of pollution can disperse up to 400 kilometers inland.
Is there something technologically that the cruise ships could be doing to put less pollution into the air?
I think the big problem is that these cruise ships, many of them, perhaps most of them, HFOs, or heavy fuel oil, which is very polluting fuel. Therefore, it's so bad. Iceland can, of course, demand that these ships have filters and they do all they can to clean up their emissions. But I think Iceland will go the way of, and the Minister for the Environment confirmed this yesterday, Iceland will soon ratify the Annex 6 to the MARPOL Convention, which is under the IMO, or the International Maritime Organization. And by ratifying this annex, Iceland will be able to, in accordance with international law, Iceland can declare the whole of the economic zone or exclusive economic zone, 200 miles, as an ECA area, which means emission control area, in which HFOs or heavy fuel oils are prohibited. We have been in a dialogue, perhaps one could say, with the government over the last year and a half. And now, thanks to this these measurements, the media asked the ministers what they were going to do, and that was the answer.
What do you want to see done that isn't being done now?
We like to see, and those organizations we work with, which are under the umbrella of the Clean Arctic Alliance. We want to see heavy fuel oil banned in the Arctic. We need to do all we can in Canada, in Iceland, in the U.S., in other Nordic countries, Russia. We need to put all our effort into saving the Arctic because it's a key for the global climate.
Arnie Finson, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.